The Palisades nuclear plant works to fix a leaky water tank again. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Palisades shut down on May 5th after the plant accidentally released slightly radioactive water into Lake Michigan. Lindsay Smith has been covering this and other recent issues at the plant. Lindsay, I understand that the amount of water was small enough that regulators said it did not pose a risk to public health. So is this even a big deal?
I mean, I think it sounds scary for sure, but judging by the comments on our website and on social media, I don't think people necessarily know that all nuclear plants regularly release radioactive water and gas as part of normal operations. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission puts limits on those releases. It's based on potential human exposure. So if you live near a nuclear plant, the yearly exposure limit is higher than if you don't live near a plant. To your point, the NRC says this release is less than 1/50,000th of the federal limit for a person near a plant in 1 year. I mean, the bigger picture here is Palisades has had one of the worst safety ratings of any plant in the country most of last year. Regulators saw improvements and upgraded its rating in December, but they still have extra inspections planned because they still have some concerns, like equipment problems that were unresolved.
Well, the recent leak got the attention of Congressman Fred Upton, so much so that he toured the plant this week.
Yeah, Upton sent out a press release saying he was outraged over the release. He's outraged mostly because he thought the problem was already fixed. The tank has been leaking for 2 years that we know about.
Any clue yet on when or how the plant will fix the tank?
So I talked to the plant's vice president, Tony Vitale, at an open house they held this week to get an update.
Short answer, there is no timeline for return. But in the next 12 to 24 hours, we'll have the inspection complete. Then we need a few days to pore over the data.
He thinks by early next week, they'll have a better idea of what they're going to do.
Did you see a lot of protesters at the open house considering the news?
It was packed. There were anti-nuclear activists talking with regulators and plant workers, too. Sort of a weird mix. There were several cops, but everything was civil. That surprised one worker I spoke with, given that he saw a bunch of protesters when he left work the other day. His name is Tad Rathbun. He's worked at Palisades for 5 years, but this is his first open house he's gone to. And here's what he told me.
Today I wanted to come and just see what it would be like. As you can see, I'm not decked out as a Palisades worker, but I just wanted to see what was being said to the public, and I wanted to be able to see if the public was hearing what I hear at work.
I write about Palisades a lot, and I don't usually get a chance to talk to, you know, I don't know, non-PR people who work there. He says it's been kind of tough seeing these nuclear fallout maps on local TV news and hearing people rip on Palisades all the time.
Some people said that we're not talking personal about you, we're talking bad about the plant. And you gotta understand, the plant is personal to us. I live here. I live literally less than 6 miles from the plant. It is personal.
Rathbun and others I talked to absolutely get that the plant has got some problems, but they do think that everybody is taking them seriously, and they want people to know that. All the workers I talked to said they definitely still feel safe working at Palisades.
Okay, thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.